Welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we break down English usage and grammar rules to help you perfect your language skills.
Ever exclaimed, "I'm literally starving after missing lunch"? Stick around as we dive into the word literally and explore when and how to use it without making grammar experts cringe.
So literally is one of those words that's had a long journey through the English language, and it's often misused. It's meant to emphasize that something is true without exaggeration.
Right, Abby. Literally comes from the Latin literalis, which means of letters or of writing. It made its first appearance in English in the early 16th century to mean in a literal sense, describing things that are actually happening or are factually true.
But as we've all noticed, over time, the use of literally has morphed into a way to stress statements that are not literally true. It's become an intensifier for figurative speech.
Exactly. And let's give our listeners some examples. If I said, "When I heard the news, my heart literally exploded," I'm using literally incorrectly unless my heart did in fact explode, which would be a medical miracle.
And a troubling one at that. Here's a correct usage. He literally wrote the book on the subject. This means he actually authored the book. No metaphors here.
Now, let's do our quiz-style example. I'll give a sentence with blank, and you fill it with either literally or figuratively to demonstrate correct usage. Ready, Abby?
Born ready.
With his last-minute goal, he blank saved the game.
He literally saved the game. That means his actual action of scoring a goal prevented them from losing.
Nice one. Now, I blank died of embarrassment.
It should be, I figuratively died of embarrassment, since I'm guessing the person didn't actually succumb to their embarrassment.
Spot on. Folks, remember that while literally is often used for hyperbole these days, it's best reserved for facts and realities.
As we wrap up this episode, remember that language changes, but knowing the original and proper use of words like literally can make your communication clearer and more powerful.
If you've got questions or grammar topics you're curious about, drop us an email at grammarlab@pagepods.com. You'll also find our email in the show notes.
Loving Grammar Lab? Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so fellow grammar enthusiasts can find us.
You can also stay in the know by subscribing to our newsletter for the latest episodes and full transcripts. Get in touch or subscribe at the link in the show notes or by emailing us.
Thanks for tuning into Grammar Lab, where we analyze the DNA of English language and grammar. Until next time, keep your communication precise and effective.